Okay.
Hey, I don't know who's listening to this shit, but welcome. We are here.
Are we live?
We're not live. Oh. I'm saying, obviously, whenever they fucking listen to it, Chase.
You just catfish me into some live shit?
6 seconds in, you already fucked up.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look.
Look.
Smoke. Whiskey.
Smoke. Smoke.
Whiskey.
Bitch. Smoke. Whiskey.
Smoke. Smoke. Whiskey. Bitch. You think that way? I think what, Chase? I will run hell, dude. I promise I will. I'm gonna go. I'm like, what is it? Gates? Is it a door? Is it like a curtain you push to the side? How's it go? Does the Bible
what,
say,
hell?
Does the Bible say what the entrance of hell looks like? I know heaven's the pearly gates or whatever.
And I think everyone's hell is going to be different if you go there.
Oh, word. Mine would be having to do a podcast with you.
Really?
What's your hell? What would your hell be if you were in hell?
My hell?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just a glass half full kind of guy. I haven't thought about it.
Fucking terrible answer.
I don't think about that stuff, man.
Well, think about it now.
I'm not going there.
Think about it now. Go there, Chase.
I'm not going to go there.
Oh my god. You have a shirt that says pull-ups for purpose, bro.
Yeah, what about it?
So lame. What's the purpose? What was the purpose of the pull-ups that you didn't do?
This is for another story.
For another story?
Yeah.
What do you mean it's for another story?
That's another time.
Why?
I just don't want to talk about it right now.
Did you go to...
No, I just don't want to talk about it right now.
All right, fine, dude, whatever.
Are we going to start the podcast?
Yeah, we're about a minute and a half in.
The figures.
I mean, you're going to fall for it every time, dog. I was sitting here, like, moving my mouse on the computer.
Yeah, you're doing stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I want to make it look like I'm doing shit.
You need to stop doing that.
No, I refuse. I completely refuse. It'll continue to happen.
Well, now I'm stuck and I don't know what to say.
Yeah, of course you don't. That's why I have to carry you through this podcast. We talked about it a minute ago. Yeah. He was like, you were quiet on the last podcast. And then my girl was like, you were quiet too. And I said, yeah, because I have to fucking carry his ass. He don't like that I'm quiet. He wants me to be like this the whole time.
Listen, are you going to get a charm for that necklace? Or are you just going to let it dangle? Just
I'm going to let
like
it
that?
Dangle.
Make it...
I'm gonna let that bitch
a
dangle.
Chain has a purpose. That one has zero.
Yeah, to fucking never. You know
what?
You know what? Never mind. I'm trying to become a better person. No, I'm not actually. Yeah, it looks good. That's my purpose, dude.
I like it.
I do too. I used to have a nice one.
We need to get gold chains, though.
No, I hate gold. I don't want gold.
I hate gold too, but
we need to get like actual silver chains.
No,
I used to have
the thick ass gold chains.
Why? So you look like you fucking sell coke to like children.
I mean,
it's not a good look. Nobody likes that look. Only people who wear those gold chains are like, I look cool.
And you always have money around your neck.
That's cool.
You know what I mean?
Like, I always have money in my wallet.
Not in a, like, I'm trying to flex kind of way, but you get in a shitty situation.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Right.
Gold is worth money.
Right. So is cash. You can also just carry cash.
Listen,
you know what I mean?
I'm talking an emergency
situation. And then if you carry cash instead of a gold chain, then you won't look like you're a piece of shit. You know what I mean?
You can tuck it in.
Then what's the fucking point?
You know you have it.
That's so
Should I just
dumb.
Carry a gold coin in my pocket?
No, you shouldn't. It's the in,
I'm just
in
saying,
the same.
It feels secure on your neck.
God, you're all about feeling secure, Chase, aren't you? That's why you want me to cuddle up with you.
Whatever.
That night after the potty. The potty. I tried to have a nickname for the pot instead of saying podcast. I said potty. It's such a stupid thing to say.
Oh shit.
After the potty.
I thought you were,
after the pods.
I thought you were saying party.
After the party. Just fuck me. Just a bit.
What is
Gordon,
that accent?
Gordon Ramsay, bro.
Oh. Nah.
Fuck me. It's a little raw.
He sounds a little more manly.
Fuck me. It's a little raw.
There you go.
Like that? Yeah.
Yeah.
God, what a fucking... Dude, he's a badass. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about, like, because he like, cusses a lot at Hell's Kitchen. I'm saying, like, he was, like, in the military, and he's, like, a black belt in, like, three different martial arts.
Yeah.
And obviously, he's an incredible cook.
And he does martial arts.
Yeah, he's a black belt in judo, jiu-jitsu, and I think another thing. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I know he's a black belt in judo.
So what you're saying is you wouldn't fuck with him?
Of course not.
And he got kitchen knives probably in his fucking back pocket.
Yeah,
a holster.
We're going to figure out he's like a cyborg, and he just has like a bunch of kitchen tools coming out of his hands whenever he wants. You know what I mean?
I honestly believe that half of the fucking celebrities out there are extraterrestrials. These lizard people.
Might be, dude.
You know what I mean?
They like blink sideways and shit.
Yeah. I see the videos all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I know they could be fake, but I'm going to go with the latter.
Mm, yeah. I think they're definitely... There's definitely some kind of shit going on with the celebrities, huh?
The way that I said that, it wouldn't be the latter. It would be the former. I'm going to go with the former on that.
Right.
They're lizard people. Yeah. Sorry, I had to correct myself.
Yeah. Usually I have to, so good job.
Ah, thanks, man.
Oh, no problem. Yeah. That's what I'm here for, really. Just to congratulate you on
you're
not
you're
fucking
here
up
to hit
all
record.
The time.
You're here to hit record, and then we, I mean, honestly, we already got you.
Oh, and do the ads.
We have your ads.
And
space.
Edit.
We got that
recording. And
we don't edit. I wish we did sometimes.
You're right. We don't.
I'm sure the people that think that we actually do.
I'm sure they do.
But
which is good, though. I want them to think that we work really hard in doing this.
I don't. It ain't that good.
I know it's not. It's okay. It's all about having fun, man. But I want them to think that we try a little because it makes us seem like
for sure.
Less shitty. But the truth is, we don't fucking try.
Just get on here and talk a little shit, man.
How do you drink coffee at night, first of all? And second of all, how do you drink coffee while you're drinking a White Claw? How does this work? How has this happened? How does one find oneself in a situation?
A lot of training.
A lot of training?
Yeah.
What are you training for?
I'm not training for anything.
An AIDS walkathon?
It happened over time.
Have you ever seen Division 3?
No.
You know who Andy Dick is?
Yes.
Very, very funny actor. He has a movie called Division 3 where he plays a retired football coach that like almost killed a bunch of peewee football players on accident. So he was like he couldn't coach, and then they finally gave him a position at some college, I forgot what it was called, but they were called the Blue Cox. And they were like, it was like a blue chicken. It's called Division 3. It's very funny, but he's
a
coach.
Was it a Netflix show?
Yeah, it was. No, yeah. It wasn't a show. You're talking about Blue Mountain State.
Okay,
you're thinking,
yeah,
I've seen all of those. Those are pretty funny.
Yeah,
but Division 3 is a very funny movie. You need to see it. He's like a fucking 4 foot tall coach, and he has like a leg brace on that squeaks the whole movie. It's just slapstick comedy, and it's actually pretty funny. I like stupid shit.
What's your favorite movie of all time?
Oh, that's very tough. I fell in love with Planet of the Apes, both of them. I thought those were really cool, like the newer ones.
I wasn't expecting that answer.
Well, it's just because I fell in love with them. That's the only movie that I was like, wow, these are really cool. It's the first thing that comes to mind. I don't have a favorite movie.
Yeah, it's kind of hard.
Yeah, there's a shitload of them. But that's my favorite, like, sci-fi movie, I guess.
Yeah.
It's Planet of the Apes, probably, because I also like the concept. Of like animals taking over. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
We just make them a tad bit smarter.
I'd probably ally up with them.
Oh, dude. I look like one already.
You know what I mean?
You know?
Dude,
I got a hairy ass body.
Silverback vibe going on.
Absolutely. Favorite sci-fi is either that or like. I don't fucking know, man. There's so many movies. Favorite comedy is.
One of my boys hooked up with a chick one time. She looked like a silverback.
Oh, yeah?
Literally. Yeah. She did. She hunched over.
You want me to continue telling you about my favorite comedy?
Sorry, I just had that. Yeah, you should.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
All right. And then after I'm going to pretend I didn't hear you say that, okay?
Okay.
And then I'm going to tell you what
I got the thought.
Hold on. Okay, right. I'm going to tell you what my favorite comedy is, like I was doing, and you're not going to interrupt me, okay? We're going to do this one more time.
I'm about to close the laptop.
Okay, so my favorite comedy, because I'm biased and as a kid, I watched Ace Ventura, and Ace Ventura with Jim Carrey and everything was the first time I think I've cried laughing from a movie. So, yeah. Didn't you want to tell me something about...
What my favorite movie
Silverback
is?
Gorilla with a girl, huh?
No, I told you. I got the thought out.
No, I didn't. Like I said, I didn't hear anything.
One of my boys hooked up with a chick that was looked like a silverback gorilla.
There you go. Okay, so see how I made my point, right?
There's no add-on.
See how
to
I made my
everything
point.
Everything else is classified and redacted from the record.
Okay, okay. So you see how I made my point, and then after my point was done.
Why are you
done,
still talking about this?
Dude.
And move on.
It's a podcast, bro. Okay, move so on. Once my point was done, then you had room to tell me about a girl that looked like a silverback gorilla. That was such a loud fucking snore.
Move.
Did that hurt?
Fuck on. So, top five for me, movies, all genres. I'm going to go with
my friend dated a girl once.
Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah. My friend dated a girl that looked like a chimpanzee one time. But continue.
That's ugly, bro. No, actually, tell me more.
Go fucking against how I did things.
Did her knuckles drag?
We're not talking about the movies anymore.
Did her knuckles drag?
Dude. What's your mom's name again?
Huh?
What's your mom's name?
None of your motherfucking business.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, I'm pretty sure that was the dude that...
Yeah, you lost the joke.
Yeah, no, I couldn't.
You
I couldn't put it back
it.
Together
you
real quick. I tried.
It.
It didn't work. I'm not a comedian guy.
Right.
Fuck.
Yeah, pinche tu madre.
What were you saying? You said your favorite movie. About something about your favorite movie.
Top five, I'm going to go with like movies like Shawshank Redemption.
Great movie, yeah.
Amazing movie.
Mm-hmm.
The Green Mile.
Yes, very good.
Man. Grease.
Never seen Grease. It looks so fucking stupid. It looks so fucking stupid to me.
Lord, forgive them, for he knows not what he does.
I'll forgive him.
And then I'm going to go with... man, let's go.
That was three movies. So.
Yes, I know. I can count.
Okay, well, you said, and then I'm going to go with, and so I just figured you thought it was the fifth one.
We got two more to put in the top five. Two more. What are we going with, people?
Shawshank and Green Mile are similar in, like...
Yes,
like
I know.
Like, how they're
obviously
made.
Obviously, even... Man.
I haven't seen Grease, but that
no,
seems like
that's
far off.
I just grew up with it. I know the whole soundtrack. I can't not do the Grease Lightning. I will hop up on that counter right now and go Grease Lightning my ass off. You
Jesus
hear me?
Christ.
Yes.
Grease Lightning.
Yes.
What a fucking... All right,
number four, we're going to go with Boogie Nights.
Never seen it.
No, I'm not putting them in top five. This is a good movie, though. You should watch that.
Okay, so four is what?
Man, it's kind of hard. That's what she said.
You look like Captain Price whenever you put your hand. You know what Captain Price is? From like the Call of Duty?
No.
No?
No.
Never mind. He's a really loved character from Call of Duty. And his beard is like this on the side. And then it's a mustache. But he doesn't have this right here. So when you put your hand right here, you look like Captain Price. But anyway, your fourth movie.
I'm going to go with... The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. Have you ever seen it?
No,
I've never
seen
mind.
It. Huh?
It'll blow your mind.
Will it?
Yes. And then I'm going to go with As Above, So Below for my horror movie.
I've seen that.
That's
yeah, it's pretty good.
Awesome movie.
I liked it.
I like the filming of it. So.
Yeah, it was very, very cool. horror movies.
I can't pick a top five. There's too many movies.
Dude, there's so many fucking movies. You asked me what my favorite one was. I gave you five.
Yeah,
you were like, what's your favorite number one?
Stuff,
I was like, oh, shit.
Putting stuff out
there. Had a stroke. What is it? Yeah, horror movies have gotten pretty fucking cool since a long time ago. But the cool thing about it is you had to be real talented to make a good horror movie back in the day.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't a bunch of special effects and, like... I don't know.
What? No best special effects?
I said wouldn't, and I meant to say was. There was no.
Double negative,
there wasn't no special effects or nothing like that.
That's a double negative.
There wasn't no special effects. There wasn't no crazy good actors, okay? That liked horror movies, at least.
I've always dated females that aren't into horror movies, and it's always
the opposite.
Hindered me. You know,
well,
like they never
actually,
that's that shit. You know what I mean?
Rennie is the first. Yes, I do know what you mean. Girl, Rennie's the first girl that I've been with that hates horror movies. She doesn't like them. She scares her. I fucking love horror movies.
It scares me too.
It don't scare me at all because the only thing that scares me is like shit that's super real.
Absolutely.
Like if there was a like it's more documentary type horror. Like there's somebody coming around, like going around Houston like blowing up fucking hospitals and shit, then I wouldn't want to go to a hospital. I'd really be scared.
That's terroristic. That's not horror.
It's okay, it's the same thing. It horrifies people.
You should have joined the army.
Huh?
You should have joined the army.
No. I wouldn't have fit in. I'd have been competitive and everything, but I wouldn't have fit in. I'd have been the asshole in the group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right.
I know it's all right, but
everybody's got.
It just wouldn't have been fun for me.
But you would have been an asshole, but you would have been my asshole.
Yeah, absolutely.
My asshole is pretty.
Delicious looking. I've been told by a couple people.
We're not gonna have this.
Delicious looking. You understand me? It's like the same color as my butt cheeks. You know what I mean? Like it's just.
I don't need an.
It's
image.
Unicolored. You know?
I don't need an image.
I'm sure it's real hairy too, because you already see my chest and my stomach and everything. Dude, I'm haired up.
I apologize, people.
I don't.
For bringing that up.
I'm sure they want to hear more about it.
No.
So we're building this fucking dollhouse, this three-story dollhouse. Me and my girl have been selling right here. And it's a lot of fucking work. And I hate it, to be honest. But it's really, really fucking cool working with her. And it's really cool having, like, being able to decorate it and shit. But, dude, I don't know if y'all have had these giant like $250 dollhouses in a fucking box, and it's like sheets of wood that aren't perforated right, so you have to like tear them out in the right way, and then you gotta super glue everything together. Fuck that, it's terrible. Have you ever done anything like that? Like build the small shit?
I have not. I have put together some baby beds and cribs and furniture and shit. That was hard enough.
Yeah, that shit is fucking impossible.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie, when we took out the wood and everything, I keep having hiccups and burps at the same time. I didn't tell Rennie, but I was like, oh, I won't be able to do this. Like, I can't put it together. And then I started reading the instructions, and dude, the instructions are like 30 pages long. It's like that, and the pages are like the size of a fucking mini fridge.
I won't be able to do this.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not gonna be able to do this. And then I started doing it, and I was like, well, I mean, I can, but it's fucking tough. It's impossible, dude. It sucks. I hate it. But we're almost done.
You know, things like this can actually be therapeutic, though.
I mean, after everything's done, yeah, it's cool. I'm glad we did it.
I mean, the same way it goes with you making music and beats and
it is
doing this. It's therapeutic.
Being able to express yourself in a way that that isn't, like, that's uncommon or, like, to you.
Right.
Like, growing up, I'm sure yelling and talking and making jokes and all that, you're used to doing that. But when you're able to, like, create something or express yourself in a way that you're not used to, it is a cool feeling. Like, a brand new way to show something that's inside of you that you, like, I wouldn't be able to express any kind of creativity that I have inside of me if the music wasn't there. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I can't draw what my music sounds like, if that makes sense.
Absolutely.
And vice versa. I can't make a song that has to do with an image that's in my head, no matter how well you describe it. Same thing with a book. Like, all the imagery and audio and everything is very different. And I think it's really fucking cool. I think that's important for everybody. Everybody needs multiple ways, not just one, to express themselves, because it fucking helps.
Absolutely. Even though this helps.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is a fucking good one. I love doing this shit.
Like, honestly, if you'd ask me, I mean, any time before this, if I would ever do a podcast, I'd be like, oh, that sounds cool, but do I ever see myself doing it? Hell no.
Yeah.
I'm a very internal guy.
Right, me too, actually.
But like I've said before, I mean, this kind of gives you a shield and kind of lets you speak.
Yeah, so, it's weird how that works.
Yeah, definitely, 100%.
Because nothing's changed. I clicked a button to record, and we put headphones on, and there's something in front of us. That's it.
We just talk.
We're just talking.
Yeah.
And we can do this without all this shit.
Half the time I get pissed off because we have some great fucking conversations that aren't recorded.
Oh, dude, every time we fucking talk and there's not a mic in front of us, we're like, stop, 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 stop. We got to fucking do it for the podcast. The people need to hear it.
But then I never remember what the fuck we were talking
about. Of course not. That's why you just let it flow, man. That shit's going to happen either way. I want to say this early in this podcast episode, because I'm sure some people might listen to like half of it and then end up going and do something else. Leave a fucking review and make sure it's 5 stars and tell your friends or fucking post us. Be cool about it. Support us, because I swear to God, if this doesn't start, the numbers don't continuously go up. They don't have to go up high and like fast. It just has to steady rise. Because if I see a number drop once, if I see a follow, I'm fucking shutting everything down. You understand me? I'm going to come in here and I'm going to snap the fucking laptop over my knee. Chase is going to do the same thing. He's going to help me.
I don't agree with his.
No, he's helping me. He told me off.
I don't agree.
We're shutting everything down, okay? And everybody who is following us.
Everyone knows Smoke don't act like that.
Yeah, I know. No. But I'm just kidding. For real, though, leave a review and, like, share us, bro, so we can get a studio and all that and some better equipment. And then, I don't know. We want to keep doing this, and it's fun to do, but we need listeners, bro. Follow us, leave a review, share us. It's that simple. We're about to come out with an Instagram, like we said last episode. It was postponed a little bit, but we're working on cover art, we're working on a logo. We're throwing merch ideas out, but it's going to be a little while before that comes out, but it's going to be good. And we're about to market, so anybody who's a fan, y'all might have some friends and family knowing us too. So it won't be too long. You excited? You excited for like a year from now when we have like thousands of listeners and shit?
You know, I'm trying not to have too many expectations.
Me neither.
But
that's a realistic number.
That would be awesome, yeah.
A year? A year of doing it. Every, once a week? We'll have like 60 episodes out by then. And we're for sure gonna have like 1,000 listeners that just consistently get, and maybe more, maybe less, but I'm like, we're gonna for sure have like a lot more people listening to us. We haven't marketed at all, dude. And we have like 130 people that have clicked play on just coming across our shit.
Right.
And then whoever's listening, and our first episode has like 70 plays, which means that anybody who's heard like episode 2, 3, 4, and 5, mm-hmm. this one being the 6th, has gone back and listened to the first, like trying to restart the shit. And also, as we have more episodes, people will be like, oh, there's a lot of episodes. That's a lot of content. Now I can go to episode 1 and just let that bitch play whenever I go to work or something. I could just like, because people do that. People like fangirl and fanboy podcasts in a way that it's like a really long book. You know what I mean?
Oh, I do all the time.
Yeah, I've done it to multiple podcasts. I know a lot of people that do it that way. So all I'm saying is it's going to fucking grow, dude. I'm excited. You like that Cotton Hollow, huh?
It's pretty smooth, man.
I like it a lot.
I do.
Cotton Hollow is a whiskey that we're drinking tonight. Well, I had a sip of it, but like I said, I'm not trying to drink this month. And what is it? My girl got it for me from Tyler. At least she lives in Tyler, Texas. Anybody who's listening continuously or knows me knows that. But it's a really good whiskey. If y'all ever come across it, y'all should try it out. Cotton Hollow. And it's like 50 something bucks. It's a decent price for like kind of top shelf whiskey. And I love it a lot. Y'all should try it. And whenever we fucking move somewhere, Chase, where weed's legal, you can start telling people about like weed strands and shit.
Yeah, one day.
Yeah.
When this country wakes the fuck up.
Y'all try this fucking. Well, I mean, most of it has.
Yeah.
How many states are legal now? Like 30 or some shit?
Not this one.
We're in Texas. Shit's funny. This is going to be the last state to do it.
Absolutely.
It's going to be the last state to do it. But at the same time, no one really gives a fuck. Like if a cop pulls you over here and is like, I smell weed, bro. What the fuck? Like that's it. If it's like in your fucking passenger seat.
It just better be the only thing that's wrong with you.
Yeah.
That time, you know? Yeah. Definitely don't carry a weapon.
Yeah, and don't be high while you're driving. Yeah, exactly. That's really, but if it's just in the car, they don't give a fuck. They'll just be like, hey, bro, this is a warning. Make sure you don't fucking... That's just how cops are here.
Well, yeah, in Houston, they decriminalized it down to, you know, from, 4 ounces or less, I believe it is.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Of course, it's still up to cop's discretion, but...
Of course.
You know, but you can definitely just get a ticket and go the hell home.
Yeah.
But, like I said, if anything else is wrong, or especially if you're carrying a weapon, you're going to jail. You're going to county.
Carrying a weapon.
Yeah.
I want a handgun.
Which a lot of people do in Texas.
Yeah, of course.
And they'll go out and they'll have a couple of beers. And for something that they could probably get off easy on, like cop has no room to move once a weapon is involved.
Yeah, yeah, you gotta be careful, man. People, not everybody deserves to hold one because a lot of people are stupid with them.
I don't carry one anymore. I used to all the time. Used to sleep with one.
Yeah.
Used to keep it in my truck. Always, but now no. It's just, like, I realize that when I was carrying it, I was I was always aware that I had it, so I was always in that state of mind of I have a weapon on me, so I was always in a heightened alert state.
Yeah.
So it's like I wanted to feel normal. I wanted to get out of that mindset that I've been in for most of my life. I wanted to know what it was like to like go down the street without recognizing every threat or trying not to.
You know? Like kind of play it cool and try to relax your brain.
Exactly. And so I don't know. To this day I don't carry. I don't have anything against it. If I need a gun, I'll find one.
Yeah.
There'll be plenty laying around.
Yeah, I'm sure. You'll find some.
Yeah.
I don't feel like there's really a big reason to carry it all the time if you have one. I want a handgun to keep in my vehicle whenever I get my CHL. And I have a shotgun at the house, but that's pretty much it, man. Any other guns I get, it's going to be because I just like want one and they're cool.
Yeah.
But besides that, it's not like you need to walk around with a fucking AR.
I love to shoot.
I'm good at it.
The range.
I'm good at it.
I
used to be. I haven't shot in a while, but I used to, instead of targets, me and my dad at like 25, 30 yards would put the clothing pins and shoot those off the wire at like 25 yards with a handgun, with a 45. So I used to shoot all the time with him, and we loved it. But I haven't shot in a minute. Same thing with bow and arrow. You like shooting a bow?
I've never really shot a bow. I've always wanted to learn. With pistols and rifles, I'm great. And I didn't even start shooting until I joined the Army.
Right.
Like until I was 18 was the first time I ever shot, like on a consistent basis.
I'm sure that's relatable with most people who listen. Yeah.
Well, a lot of people around here, they grew up hunting. I didn't grow up hunting.
No.
I didn't know. No.
You grew up here or no? You grew up in Texas.
Right? I grew up all over the place.
Military, that's right.
Grew up all over.
That's always why I forget where you come from, because you didn't really come from anywhere. You bounced around.
Very diverse and
I am too, but not for that reason. I'm diverse because I hung out with anybody and everybody that wanted to hang out with me. I was like, fuck it, let's hang out.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a good time, you're a good time.
Yeah.
Make me smile. Don't be a dick.
Yeah. Don't be an asshole. It's real simple. Sometimes, dude, I don't understand what goes through people's heads when they act a certain way. I get slipping up and being a dick every once in a while. I do it, you do it, everybody does it. You're going to be a dick every once in a while in a situation. But people who are, like, consistently a piece of shit, I don't understand what their thought process is. Even if somebody brings it up and is like, hey, bro.
To be honest with you, I think, and I'm speaking from experience, it's usually people who are not happy with themselves.
Yeah. They have to lash out in some way. They
project it onto others. And like I said, I'm speaking from experience.
Yeah.
You know, that when you're unhappy with yourself, you find a way. I know I myself find a way to project it onto others, or I have in the past. I'm trying not to do that anymore, but
makes sense.
You know, especially when if you really give a damn and you know you're messing up, or you don't like where you are in life, however you want to label it, you can find yourself projecting your emotions and thoughts and feelings and whatever you want to call it onto others, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's understandable. It does make sense. It's just even in times when I feel like shit and everything and I need to lash out, I'll catch myself and I'll try and like fix it, you know, or I'll try and shut myself up or something like that. But I don't know, man. It's weird to see people act out so like violently and what's the word for it? Like not consistently, but like, aggressively. So aggressively act out. Cause I see it all the time. I do it every once in a while though. I've seen a lot of people do it, but
I think we all do.
Control, man.
I mean, regardless if we're by ourselves or around someone, I think everyone does it. We got to vent. You have to. That steam's got to go somewhere.
It's kind of like people in relationships are like when they first start relationships, they're like, oh, we never fight. And I'm like, well, it'll come, bro. Trust me. Like even me and Rennie, we fight sometimes, but in a healthy way. Because something will happen. One or both of us will get upset, and then we just talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, honestly, we feel good because we vented, we got our anger out or any kind of frustration out, and then we've resolved whatever the issue was.
Right.
But people who, like, you're faking it or you're trying to look past it if you just don't fight ever with somebody that you love. Either it's brand new or something's going on because you can't just not fight, bro.
Right.
It's a healthy part. We're humans. We have to vent. You're right.
Listen, I got 99 problems.
But if it's a what a fucking terrible song, you know?
Is it?
Yeah. I hate I don't like the fact that people who heard songs when they were younger think they're good just because they grew up listening. I get it.
No. Have you not? Like,
I get it.
That song is. Really?
It's okay. It's okay.
The beat that he laid. Like, he was literally. Okay.
It's all right. It's all right.
He was entering re-entering some right. ground. I mean, other people have done that. But the whole rock style track, the actual music to right. that song.
Yeah, it's cool.
Like, it had a whole. Run DMC vibe.
Yeah.
You know, with Walk This Way. You know what I mean? Had that. Like, it had that.
Like, funky rock.
So the year is 94 in my trunk and raw. In the rear view mirror is the motherfucking law. Got two choices, y'all. Pull over the car or bow to the. Whoop. That's. Are you kidding me?
Jesus.
Yes, sir. I'm playing that shit in the morning on the way to work.
I believe you. Yeah, just old songs, man. Old songs like that bother me sometimes. I hear dads are the most annoying when it comes to music sometimes. Mind you, a lot of classics, like real classics, are fucking great. Mm-hmm. Like fucking me and Renee were talking about Tom Sawyer, the song Tom Sawyer.
Yes.
And parents nowadays will be like, what the fuck are my children listening to? And then if you really listen to the song Tom Sawyer, just how it's laid out, and it sounds so like EDM fucking. It sounds so modern. Like yes. if it came out today,
right.
it'd be a fucking hit.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious to me. Because back in the day, they thought it was a hit. But now, music that comes out that's trying to be as, like, alternative as Tom Sawyer was, that song.
We need to get to the point where you play clips of music on this.
We probably can't. We have phones. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't even think about
that. Isn't it a certain amount of seconds that you're allowed to play it? Or
I think it's like 6 seconds or something, but...
Right.
Most songs that are real, real popular, like Thunderstruck. You know what I mean? Like, songs that people in fucking Africa and Asia, all of them know. Everybody knows that song, so you can play it.
Love that song.
It's a great song.
God, I love that song.
You man. Thunderstruck.
Man, the next time I get some booty, might be a while, but that's going to be my walk-in music.
Oh, why the walk-in? Hold on, maybe 1 second. Oh,
yeah. I'm coming that motherfucker wearing an American flag cape.
Yeah. It's fucking funny. Just fucker in sunglasses and American flag cape, dude. Not the sunglasses that, like, the sunglasses that fold up, you know what I mean? Listen, you can like move the shades up on one of those.
Listen, ladies, what you guys really need to be worried about?
Daisy Dukes on, dude.
Is all them benefits, the benefit package?
What benefit package are you talking about?
That U.S. Army benefit package, baby.
Oh yeah.
Your boy's set.
I'll show you back in Army benefit. Just
oh,
like
man, no, that's tiny. I'm tiny down there, bro. I'm tiny.
Oh yeah. Me tiny, too. Tiny. Did you
tiny
even
Tim? What is that?
That's a little bit of White Claw left from the one that you didn't finish.
You don't ever drink the bottom of any drink.
I drink every drop.
That's how you prevent feeling sick or getting hungover.
Oh.
You
know,
growing a weak-ass beard like you. You do realize that we're always cool until you start talking shit. Like, I'm fucking cool as a
but
fan.
But I love talking shit. It's great.
You gotta find a different hobby.
I have multiple hobbies. And by the way, I can beat you at all of them.
Do a push-up. What, NBA
2K? I can do like 15 push-ups.
You can play PlayStation. You can play PlayStation.
I can play basketball. I could probably beat you in a fight.
I've seen you, I've seen you throw up a couple shots in basketball. I've not seen you run a court yet.
Okay, but on podcast, we're recording this right now, okay?
Two or three different.
Yeah, we're recording this. I will bet any amount of money that you want that I could beat you one-on-one. In a game of seven or three games, seven games, whatever you want to do, I'll bet you any amount of money you want.
All right, no fouls.
No fouls? Are you just going to punch me when I go for a layup? How about getting a ref or something?
I'm bringing a brick.
just fucking a knife, like holding a knife and playing with basketball with one hand. No fouls. Jesus Christ.
I'm about to Michael Irvin you to Adam Sandler in longest yard.
Fuck, man.
Did I get
you? No blood, no blood, no foul.
Did I get you?
Did I get you?
No, baby, that was clean.
No, that was clean. Fucking bleeding out of his face and shit. The funniest thing about that movie is that homeboy sold fucking McMuffins to all the fucking other prison guards.
No, it was McDonald's, dog. He said
McMuffins. That's what I said.
Oh yeah, well he had the
Big Macs. He said it was Big Macs, right?
He said, "What did he say?" He goes, "I got the fries that'll cross your eyes.
Oh yeah,
I got the shakes that'll make you quake. I got the burgers." Shit, I just got
burgers. I just got burgers, man. Oh, he did have all McDonald's. You could just get
that's Cheeseburger Eddie, baby. Cheeseburger Eddie. Terry Crews.
That's my porn name, dude.
Terry Cheeseburger
Eddie. In every video, I'm just eating a cheeseburger at some point.
Oh man. I want to name this episode Cheeseburger Eddie.
Cheeseburger Eddie's good.
In honor of Terry Crews.
Cheeseburger Eddie.
You seen his big ass dance? That motherfucker.
Yeah, dude. It's kind of like Shaq. Why can every large person dance, bro?
These motherfuckers can't shoot a free throw, though.
Oh, my God. I make them when it counts. Come on, Chuck. Chuck, done told you I'll make it when it counts.
Dude, he's an animated dude, though.
He's awesome. Shaq's
he's
great.
He's awesome. He'd I make see him. Fuck. I follow him on Instagram and stuff, and you see him interact with his kids, and he's constantly doing. He's done more work outside of the NBA.
Oh,
obviously,
yeah.
He's doing so much.
He's known for a lot of shit. Why is he in every commercial? Is what I want to know. Bunch of cars. Icy Hot's probably giving him millions of dollars. Gold Bond. Yeah. So much shit. He acts like he can fit in the cars he's driving.
He acts like he needs any more money.
Yeah. Dude. You know, Shaquille O'Neal holds the record for the largest Walmart purchase of all time. It was like $30,000.
I thought it would have been in Crosby. No, they don't have a fucking gun section, so. Yeah, probably.
Wait, they have
that one up off 59 and some Livingston. Some of them have guns. In Livingston, that one has a great gun section. Now I can see that one having like a $30,000-$40,000 purchase.
Yeah, probably.
You go in there and get a couple boxes of Pampers, some off-brand formula.
Right.
You know Plan what I mean? B. You put that on your wick.
Oh
plan,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, the wick.
Then you going over to the other side and you get you some. You get some melatonin so you can sleep through the baby's cries.
Melatonin. That shit don't even fucking work, dude. I have pills in there that are like 5 milligrams, whatever. I take like 7. It's 35. I think it said like don't take above fucking 50 grams because you'll fucking die or some shit. But I take so much, and if I like almost overdose on melatonin, then I'll go to sleep. But other than that, you know what does it for me?
That sounds healthy.
Benadryl. Dude, Benadryl that knocks me the fuck out.
It makes me itchy. Like, it makes me restless. You know what I mean?
Why?
I don't know. It makes me feel tired but unable to rest.
Melatonin?
No, Benadryl.
Oh, yeah. That's what weed does to me. Exactly what you just said. I feel tired as fuck and I can't, like, physically go to sleep. So I just, like, I'm just tired as shit.
Right.
And I can't do anything. And eventually I fall asleep.
Have sex.
Well, I mean, on an edible I can, and it's fucking fantastic. But right. I'm telling you, on weed, I can't do it. Because I'm so, like, my tolerance is so low that it takes, like, if you rolled a joint or whatever, I would take one hit and be gone.
Excuse me, I gotta blow my nose.
Didn't you, huh? Nah, I'm good. Didn't you say you were going to get another tattoo soon?
Yeah, on the right hand. Right sleeve.
You know what? I remember you saying you wanted a bits and pieces, like an art thing. You
the
didn't
collage.
Want a whole sleeve. Yeah.
Yeah, with some color in it.
What ideas do you have already of what things that you want?
So, one time, a long time ago.
Right.
The only time I ever tried mushrooms, I saw a whole bunch of smiley faces.
Nice.
In the wall.
Yeah,
I want to get all the smiley faces.
Like a bunch of them?
Arm. Yeah, but they're all different, man.
There was like a thousand of them. Like a shitload of them? That's what you want? So that's a sleeve.
Yeah, but I want, you know what I mean?
You want them all to be different?
All to be different.
That's kind of cool, actually. Yeah. It's a good idea.
Different. Not emojis, though. I know you guys are thinking fucking emojis.
No.
I'm not saying emojis.
Like all the dumb ones, like like the whole person doing like this, and like not that at all. Like the bitch getting them fucking head massage.
I wouldn't say it. It wasn't really smiley faces. It was, man, what was it? It was like, it was just different types. I can't. It's hard to explain.
Like faces without a head.
I better figure it out if I want to tell my artist.
Yeah, like a face without a head. So you just saw like eyes and like a mouth. Yeah. And were they like colored or was it like just black?
It was expressions than everything.
Okay. Was it your own face, you think?
Negative. No.
You know for sure?
Okay. Yes, I know for sure it wasn't.
Was it anybody you know?
No.
Did none of them look familiar?
Nothing. It wasn't even human.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. But the expression themselves, were the eyes colored? Or did you actually see eyes? Or were they just shaped like eyes?
Shaped.
Yes. So like kind of like a like you would hollow out a pumpkin?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. We're getting somewhere now.
There we go.
We're narrowing it down. So
I need there's a bunch of pumpkins on my arm.
No, just fucking a bunch of jack-o'-lanterns on your shit? Like, this is
no, I don't know. I do want to do a collage. I want to do... I would love to implement some more military theme stuff, but I don't really know where I want to go with that, to be honest with you. I don't know. I need to start working with the artists and go from there.
Pick
their brain and tell them where I'm at. I mean, that's the best. I mean, that's what I did with this other sleeve. So
yeah, it would depend on the artist because, like, I don't know, whatever they're best at doing or whatever they like to do and their style might persuade you to do something specific.
Absolutely.
The one who did mine on right here was actually pretty good, but dude, he would press down hard as fuck.
Going deep, huh?
Dude, I was like blood was going down my arm and shit. Mm. And I'm not a bleeder. Blood was like, I don't know, it was weird. I was bleeding and shit.
What is that?
It's a compass.
We got a, is this a naval tattoo?
No, it's a compass.
Nautical?
Yeah, nautical. It's a compass, and instead of northeast, southwest, it says M for Marlene, which is my mom.
I was about to say, I know that.
B for me, and then M for Marvin, my dad, and then R for Rachel, my sister. So I got that on the compass, and then like the island and like the atlas look, the map, and the shading for the sea and everything. I want that, the atlas, not the compass, but the atlas and these islands, I want all the way down my arm. And then throughout it, I'll put different shit. Like I'll put a ship somewhere, you know what I mean? Like sailing the seas a little bit.
Yeah.
And then I'll put fucking like a Loch Ness monster on like down here out of nowhere. Like I want a bunch of like sea shit on this. I kind of want to run with the Atlas theme. I think it looks cool.
Atlas, nautical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. And then on this arm, I want a different sleeve, kind of telling a different story. Maybe like an element. This one's more like water and air. So I might do like a burning forest kind of shit on this. You know what I mean?
You got a whole Avatar vibe going.
Absolutely.
I like it.
Because I control everything.
The Last Waterbender. What is that? The Airbender?
Airbender, yeah. Airbender. The Last Airbender. That show was fire, dude.
Not bad.
No pun intended. it was fucking fire, and it was also air, water, and earth.
It was. What do you think about, like, witchcraft type stuff?
You talking about, like, right now, or are you talking about shows and movies?
No, I'm talking about
Right now.
Like,
I meant real, yeah.
Yeah.
Real life.
Yeah.
Rennie kind of dabbles in it. Nothing serious, but she likes, like, all the rocks give off energy and shit like that. And like she's like astronomy and likes all that shit, and she believes in it. She believes that like if you were to study it and everything, that you could like do something. But
if we are to sit here and to think that energy energy is everything.
No, energy definitely is.
Energy is everything. Even people who are Christians or atheists, they have these near death experiences. They come back. They talk about the same things. They talk about light and energies and realms and colors that they can't that our brain can't explain.
Yeah.
And I think there's a connective. I'm a very spiritual person.
Uh-huh.
I am a Christian. I mean, I mentioned that before, but
right.
I don't close myself off to, you know, a book.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that I feel way more than that. I feel people's energies. And I just kind of roll with it, man. I've always kind of been that way.
Yeah.
But I think it's all kind of connected in a way. And it's very interesting. And to when you really get to talking to someone about that kind of stuff and to like someone like Rennie who like reads into that sort of thing and educates herself onto it.
Yeah.
And then me, myself, who comes from a different angle, I think it's dumb for people to I'm not going to talk to this person about this because I believe this way and this person believes this way.
Yeah.
How are we to grow and how are you to gain knowledge? Knowledge is power.
Yeah.
And how are you ever make arguments for yourself if you know nothing about the thing that you're arguing against?
Yeah, it's kind of a know your enemy situation. You have to know what you're disagreeing with. If you're just disagreeing with a thought, then that means you're closed-minded and you can't progress in any kind of like knowledge of like whatever you're talking about.
If you come at me and tell me that, if you want to come to me and tell me that the Quran is a piece of shit, piece of literature,
yeah,
you better have fucking read it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You can't just say it's bad.
You don't fucking know what the fuck you're talking about. You're just going off your beliefs.
Yeah.
You know? It's like growing up, if I came to my dad with a problem, I better have a solution.
Yeah.
Unless it's just something...
Have some kind of plan.
Unless it's something I couldn't handle that was just out of my realm as a child.
Right.
But if I'm coming to my dad or my mom with a problem of, you know, I got this grade on this test, or, you know, this person did this to me, or this is happening... Yeah. Okay, Chase. What's your plan to what are we gonna do to make this correct,
right.
to make this right? So I mean, like I said, you just gotta be able to think things through and take emotion out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that same thing goes with religion. You know, you gotta take the emotion out of it. I mean, which is gonna be there for most people, but if you really want to understand your religion, you have to understand other people's religion
because
religion has ran the world.
Mm-hmm.
Since
yes, it has.
The beginning of recorded history.
That and money.
One more thing.
Yeah.
One more.
Meow. Yeah. I was trying to think of a good way to say.
Meow.
So, old Cleopatra herself.
Yeah. It's good to be well read in any subject you're interested in or have any kind of strong opinions about. You have to know every angle of it.
Ignorance is bliss. But
to a degree,
only if you want to stay ignorant.
Yeah,
knowledge is also bliss. I mean, yeah. But it can be a curse. I'm not Elon Musk smart by any means, you know. But let's put it in perspective of, let's dumb it down for people like me. Mm-hmm. You go through your girl's phone,
right?
You find what you didn't want to find, but you went looking.
Yeah.
So that's my example of.
So there's pros and cons to that.
Exactly.
In my opinion, you got to do that if you think
to move on with life, you got to do that though, right?
If you should have the trust to be like, I don't need to look through her phone. But at the same time, if something
made you feel that way, in the
exactly.
First
place. If like you're like, oh shit, I'm pretty sure she's cheating on me, and then you look and find it out. Don't think she's cheating on you and then be like, ignorance is bliss, and don't fucking look into it.
Right.
Because then you're just an asshole. Like, you're the dude getting cheated on. You're the clueless one. But they're
but you knew.
Yeah.
But
you
knew.
Yeah, that shit is, that is crazy, huh? That you just have a feeling. You just have a feeling and it's usually right.
No comment.
Yeah.
No comment.
Yeah.
Been there.
I feel like a lot of people have.
Yeah, you get a feeling.
Yeah, that feeling sucks, man.
Goes back to reading those energies.
Yeah, energy is everywhere. Speaking on the religious things and religious points you made, talking about like how you need to read up on everything. I don't like to read up on a lot of shit because honestly, I'm really open, so I'm down to hear any kind of side of any story. You know what I mean? So all my knowledge of anything has to do with people talking to me. I haven't read into it specifically, but. In my opinion so far of what I've heard from other people from all different kinds of religions and backgrounds and everything is that all the religions and like the cults and everything, they all start from a basis of like a couple, like Christianity has the commandments, you know what I mean? It's all a basis of a few rules that are just basically saying, don't be an asshole, right? Mm-hmm. Be nice to people and like defend yourself in what you believe. That's pretty much the basis of every religion.
Your foundation.
Then, yeah, it's a foundation. And then people build off of it, and where it gets weird, like in Christianity, they have people who, like the people that are in the Bible telling stories about like you cheated on me and I'll fucking like, or no, I cheated on your daughter, I'll give you like a goat and then we're even, I'll get into heaven. Like stupid shit like that. That's all things that humans wrote into the foundation that was getting built into the Bible.
Well, you also have the separation of the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Right, but that's just Christianity in specific. I mean, I'm saying, what I'm trying to say is free will and the fact that humans kind of pepper in their own ideas and influence into religion.
Right.
Makes all the crazy shit that people talk about. That's where all that comes from.
But just like, okay, so the way when you read certain things or you hear certain things in the quote unquote sermon aspect,
right?
Using the term sermon, but you're gonna know, like you feel when things are full, when it's just full of shit.
Yeah.
I mean, there's also times when you feel something. You know what I mean? And you have to be able to decipher
when there's weight yourself to it.
Exactly. Like what hits you, what registers, right, and what you retain, and how it applies to your life. That's what it's all about. I mean, it's about bettering your life, you know. And
yeah.
So and it's kind of a whole mindset perspective on life. You know, I think any religion is, whether it's Hinduism, Christianity, Catholicism, and hell, being an atheist.
Yeah.
It's all also a way to protect ourselves mentally, I believe. Even the atheist, think about it.
Kind of giving yourself, like...
And no matter what it is, to believe or not to believe is a huge leap of faith.
Uh-huh.
You have to have faith. If you're an atheist and you're just saying, like, yo, we're just... If you're just a huge Stephen Hawking fan, which I am, I've read two of his fucking books, and, you know, like, his all of his theories and the way he looks at things scientifically, even if you're an atheist and that's your God, it takes a huge leap of faith to believe in anything.
Yeah, you know,
to believe that something is or isn't there.
Mm-hmm.
To me, I just, you know, like I told you before, I just had way too much shit happen to not believe.
So. Yeah, there's a lot of shit that goes down. And you're like, man, something's got to be there. I don't know if I talked about it on the podcast, but in my opinion, I just think there's a higher power, and everybody calls it by different names. I think I might have mentioned it on the podcast before, but that's why I brought up the foundation thing, is because everybody starts at the same place. Everybody wants to put limitations on themselves in a healthy way, and like give rules to those they love and everything to keep them safe or keep them nice and happy, and then it all starts to pepper in and change over time. It reminds me like dog breeds. You know how it used to look a certain way, and then after all, so many years, shit changes. Yeah,
they get bred for a certain purpose.
That's what I think people do with religious rules and religious concepts. Yeah. I mean, and religion, you see it with
the different areas of the world, and the way that Christianity is spread.
Yeah, it's like 50 different kinds of Christians.
It's huge, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's interesting to me, is how everything was kind of just.
How about the Scientologists and then the Mormons. Mormons, that religion's how old? Like what? Like not even a couple hundred years?
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't looked into it. Like I said,
I don't know his name now. Man, I'm drawing a blank. I know it. I don't know why I wanted to say like Joseph or some shit.
Swear to God, when you said what is it, I was like Joseph, and I didn't want to say it and sound fucking stupid.
You can't look it up right now.
I can't on my phone. I just don't want to fuck up the computer.
Okay. But yeah, I don't know. But the guy who started the Mormon Church, who quote unquote found the tablets or
the tablets,
yeah,
of course. I'm just like, say, dude, what a good thing to say, you know? I've found the tablets. And everybody's like, ooh,
okay, Moses,
that's important.
Was there a burning bush?
Yeah, let's listen to that. You know, a lot of people use that story to like say that like people took drugs back then, or like the burning bush could have been. Fucking either like some kind of plant that had a drug in it, like a fucking
like peyote type shit.
Yeah. And so it was burning, and the fact that it was burning, he smelt the shit, and then he heard the voice of God. You know what I mean? Because he was inhaling drugs.
So I was thinking about this on the ride in my car the other day. Honestly, this exact same subject. Even that image. I mean, I've seen that movie, the old school Ten Commandments movie. I've seen. I used to watch it every Easter when it came on TV.
Yeah.
On cable TV. I used to watch that crap. But anyways, so you realize the Earth's population back then was nil.
Yeah, it was like 40,000.
it was like
Texas.
It was like Channel View, Texas. Baytown. Oh my God. It was like one part of Houston.
Bullard, Texas.
40,000 people. No, but seriously. And it was just all open wilderness. And I think, honestly, the way that they say children are more receptive or more acceptable. I don't know the correct term.
Susceptible.
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 No B. No B. Susceptible.
Susceptible.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, man.
I believe that the way that children can be that way.
Yeah.
I think more adults in the past in history were that way because there were less distractions. Right. So when what I mean that is the way that children are more spiritually connected, they have imaginary friends. You're more likely to see spirits or quote unquote ghosts.
Yeah.
You have a deeper connection to this world and outside of it, I believe, when you're a child. And as we get older, we get desensitized to all of that.
Yeah.
We bring in more of the worldly things and we focus less on the stuff that's not readily tangible or touchable.
Does
that make sense?
Attainable.
Yeah. Whatever readily word you want to use.
Like all the shit that's right in front of our faces to distract us and keep us like preoccupied.
So if you really think about it, in the times of Moses or whatever name you want to use for that time period,
right?
There was no, man. There's no distractions. There's you really are tuned in and dialed in to your environment.
Yeah, dude. Religion and royalty were everything back then. You either were obsessed with like an emperor or something, and you lived to serve the king or the whatever, or you lived solely to serve your God. That's how life was back then.
Oh yeah, there was no Houston Texans or Packers or Patriots.
I think sports helped give a lot of people Cowboys. Purpose. For sure. The Cowboys, dude. Are you a Cowboys fan?
Oh, I said thank God no Cowboys.
Oh, I was about to say, dude, you just look like a Cowboys fan. You don't really. I'm saying if you would have told me
to have our first edit on this podcast.
Wow, just full on fist fight.
I don't want the people to hear you get your ass whipped.
Whatever time it is, 10:20? Is that what that says?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, it's not bad. I'm thinking it was later.
Ladies and gentlemen, the last couple seconds of the podcast was a little fucked up, and I think this is fucked up too. But we're going to have to cut it off a little short here. 56 minutes is good, though. Rate us, review us, eventually follow us on Instagram. We love y'all. Smoking Whiskey out. Episode 6. Hope you enjoyed it. Later.